Thank you for stopping by this Thursday night. God bless all of you. God loves you so much. And thank you for being faithful and listening. And God's going to bless you tonight as Brother Freedom is anointed. He's already told us that God's giving him a message. So it's going to be something good for you. Thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful. We just praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you. We thank you for the message we've heard tonight. We just pray that you'll move upon us in a mighty way. Father, we know that you're the way, the truth, and life. And we know that you're for real and you're forever faithful. We pray that you'll move mighty in the hearts of your people. Father, we just pray that you'll bless them, help them, touch them in a mighty way. Bring healing to their bodies. And most of all, heal their minds. Heal their hearts. Give them a heart of love, a heart of compassion, a love of you, Father. I pray in my name of Jesus. Amen. I really got a little bit concerned this week because the Lord told me something that was really, real heavy. He let me know, he said it, and he let me know that it's true, that almost a blanket of all the churches are too busy for him. So he said, they're too busy for me. And I thought, how could that be? Because they're doing it in their own philosophy, their own characteristics. See, in the Old Testament, we're going to go back through because we see people that followed the way of God. Then we see the people that didn't. We can take David. David and Saul was the king of Israel. Saul was the king, the first king. He was a great big man. And Saul was as time go by, Saul was a Saul man. He did it his way. And God was really speaking to Saul many times because Saul upset God. He told him, he said, don't take any spoil, don't take any sheep, don't that. Pretty soon, well, Saul gives an answer. Well, you know, it didn't please God. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. So we see two comparisons right here. We see the first king really didn't please God. And he was a king. He was the first king. But now David was someone that followed the leadership of God. The Lord's been showing me that that's basically what's going on where we're living this last days. Because see, the Bible predicts, and we have to go with what the Word says. He said if he didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be able to stand. Well, he'd say, well, that's because of hard spirits. That's too hard for men to handle. And truly, they are hard only through God's Spirit works through us. When we find ourselves in the natural man, then these hardships, we can't handle. And when they come in like a flood, the Bible says, God says he'll raise up a standard against it. So, where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. There's no confusion. And there's unity. God brings forth unity. And when you haven't got unity, you have a little bit of a chaos. In the army, military, when you have confusion in the ranks, you got troubles. And most outfits are not going to stand for it. So if they have to, they'll court-martial some people and get rid of the troubles. But the church is hard to do that because churches are made up of different people, different thoughts, all these things. But they pronounce what they see. The world sees it as called by the Lord. And most people would say, well, my church is directed by the Lord. I mean, they'll defend that if they have to. And I'm glad they do feel that way. But in reality, God is the sole. It's his church. See, when this all started, men just actually was like we are, right? Sort of ignorant, and by studying the Word, they found out that this is what the Word tells. But it takes a long time to find out the will to the Word. And I truly believe that's why God sent the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit brings forth a keenness of the Word that helps you to digest, to process, to assemble the Word of God and bring it into a correct manner where your without it, you're just saying things and don't really know the answer. In that, people apparently are real busy, Christians. I think we're seeing that times are changing and people want to get busy in the Lord. They don't realize that they need to stop and to reassemble and ask, what is thy will, O Lord? Help me to apply myself under thy leadership. Help me to not wander no more as the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, but help me to reassemble ourselves that we'll be prayerfully, holy, standing in thy presence. Now, when I say holy, it means we're going to be without too much sin. See, sin separates us from the Spirit of God. So if we condone certain things and they're contrary to the Word of God, the Bible says it's actually sin. God sees it as sin because it's contrary to what the law book is. This is the law book. Man, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. Now, day and night, that's continually, basically. I will bless the Lord all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. God wants a continuance of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, hope, the things of God to be flowing through our being. If they're not flowing through us, we need to say, what's happening? Because we need to regenerate the Spirit of God. God makes us as a vessel. As we get exposed to His glory, pretty soon we take on His nature. We take on His guidelines. We take on the direction He wants to move in. And we're not doing it just out of the process of just saying things, but we're really having a first-hand word with the Lord. It says, my sheep know my voice. They come at my call, but a stranger they do not know. God wants us to hear from Him. Any level that we are, we should be hearing from God somewhat, at least knowing what the Word is and standing upon the Word. The Word is pretty simple. Abstain from all appearance of evil. All. Shun these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added. So with this kind of basis, if they leave out the Holy Spirit, it should bring them down to a place of walking in somewhat a holy direction toward God. There should be no question about like profanity and things that's a little offensive that we do. We should have it as a, not just the moderation, but abstaining from it. We should walk in a quality that's higher than man. Because man has a level, a man level. When we grow in the Lord, I believe that it changes my attitude. It changes on, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. What's that mean? It means when you take Christ is your personal Savior, and the Spirit of God is going to be there with you, and you're going to start hating the things of evil and loving the things of God. And the things that you start loving is going to overwhelm and offset the things that you once loved that you're going to soon hate. You're going to despise them. You're going to separate. You're going to come out from among it. You're going to be separated, saith the Lord, and walk in unity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If you're open-minded, you should be able to, as you read this Word of God, just see that God's got a great, big, wonderful Holy Spirit that's there. It's there in the Word of God over and over and over. The Spirit of God is alive. And Jesus came that we might receive more abundant life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In that process, when we take this on, then as we start, and the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect toward him. So when you start trying, God's going to come down. You don't even have to call him. He's going to come down and help you. Because he's looking for that one that will do this. You're not going to have to call for revival. He's going to have the revival right with you. He's going to bless you. When you start wanting to do the will of God, God's going to bless you. Samuel was a one that was in the, his mother sent him to the, to be in the work, do the will of God when he was just a young boy. But Samuel learned the values of God. And I don't believe it came, Samuel wasn't any probably much, I don't think a lot more special than anybody else, but Samuel walking with the Lord. When he heard that voice, Eli says, be still, listen to God. And from that time on, Samuel started listening. Samuel said, what you say, Lord? I'm here. You speak and I'm going to answer you. And all of us have to come to that place that we're willing to submit to a higher power that we don't see. We know what's there. We don't see the Lord, but we feel him, and we know he's more real than anything that we do see. And that's why we accept him in that kind of manner. We put him up against everything else because we know one day we're going to see him as he is. But we have to have faith now, believing that he's going to be with us every step of the way. And that's when our faith starts growing in him. When this takes place, then you're getting ready to receive the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe. I don't believe that young Christians are ready for the power of the Holy Ghost. They need to have the tutorship of their elders with them, mothers and dads that help them, leading them to a place that's sort of like on an aircraft carrier. They're up to a place that they can put them in a catapult and shoot them off. But you bring them up to a certain range, and they need to be pliable in that range where they're wanting the things of the Lord. At that time, when that takes place, they're ready. They're ready to take another step. It's like kindergarten. You need kindergarten for first grade, first, second grade, but pretty soon you get in the intermediate classes and they start growing in the same way the Lord. We need to process this word, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now I've seen people that were not ready for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they failed. When we accept Jesus, we accept him by faith. And it's a blanket policy for everybody, for whosoever will. But when they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when you get to a certain level, then you pray into you. If you don't want it, you're not going to get it. But if you want it, and you seek for it, and you start throwing away your cigarettes, you start throwing away your bad language, you start your temper, and you start getting rid of all these rough spots, then you're getting ready for the Holy Spirit to come in to baptize you, to touch you. But it's not something that's for just a blanket people. You grow into it. You grow into accepting. He chooses you. Oh, what a wonderful thing when he chooses you. It's glorious. It's divine. And yes, when you succeed Jesus, it's for you. You accept it by faith. But you don't tell people they're going to all receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they don't. It's a gift of God. It's done, choose as the Spirit wants. It's that heart may be, it may be wicked with inside. It may have a lot of cover up or it might have a lot of washing on the outside. The inside is still black. And that's, I think that's what's happened to a lot of our things. I know in some of the places where I've been, those people weren't ready for, and people told them they had it, so then they went around acting like they had it. And then that's against God. They're just a loose cannon walking around letting people know that they have something when they don't really have it. In doing this, it brings blots or blemishes on the name of God. It gives God a something that he is not it. He's not the problem. People weren't smart enough to know that we need to pray with young people. The glory comes down. The heaven comes down. And it's not for everybody at first. I hope this goes out all over the world because you need to be prepared for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not so sure it's keep getting out. I'm not so sure that God hasn't shortened that day because I really don't know How many people nowadays are going to have what the Holy Ghost really was at one time? I'm being kind to say this because you don't want to take nothing that's not from God. You don't want to substitute for God. You hear that again? You don't want to substitute for the Spirit of God. If it's not the real thing, you don't need it. It's the glory of God. It's a wonderful gift, but it's directed as God directs. The Spirit of God moves upon you. The Spirit of God is the Spirit that rises in you and gives you that vision of heaven. But it's because you're making yourself ready for the gift. People have not told people, you got to make yourself ready to receive that one. You got to make your open because he's going to dwell within you. And then when he's in you, it's so wonderful. He won't go into a vessel that's not clean and it doesn't want him. If there's rebellion there, he's going to flee from you. So what are you going to do when you start saying, he's there? You're speaking a lie, basically. And the biggest lie you can, because you're speaking that God's in you when he's not in you. You're making a hypocrisy. You're a hypocrite. And these things are far from the Spirit of God. And Saul became a little hypocritical. There's a lot of people in the Bible in the same way. We're just the same as the characters in the Bible. They're probably just exactly like we are. Some sought God more, and some reached out for him more than others do. But God sees the whole thing. And we need to quit playing church to people. Men pleasers, not in it. You want to please your pastor, it's nice to be good to him, but he's not God. And these gifts that we get them from the Lord. Now Jesus, yes, for whosoever will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and confess him in the mouth, they shall be saved. It's a package, universal. But the Holy Ghost is a personal, a gift that fits you. And you need to, if you want it, you should love it so much you respect that office so great that you want to make your home for him very special. When he comes with to your place, you want him to have free reign. You want him to live above what would bother him. When we live in below a certain level, the Holy Spirit just backs away from us. And we find ourselves empty. We find ourselves desperately empty. And we find ourselves, there's not much to it. And I've heard people say there's not much to the, well, that's right. Well, if you back out of it, it's yourself. You're talking about yourself. But we need to realize, we need to teach people from the very inception after receiving Jesus that there is something extra for them that they can grow into it. It'll leave, keep them from now till they go to heaven. It's great, but it should be spoken and to prayerfully pray with them and let them know where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty, there is power, and miracles. 99% of all miracles come through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you why, because Jesus says it's needful that I go away. But I go away, I will send the Comforter, and he shall reprove the world of sin, and he shall lift up my name. It'll be just like the book of Acts. There was not really many miracles by the disciples. There's Jesus did the miracles. But Jesus also, in Luke 4 and 1, he was led by the Holy Ghost. It says the Holy Ghost with the Spirit of God upon him. In Romans, it says the same Spirit will lift up Jesus, that same Spirit will lift us up. You know, see, Jesus, he says, I will go before my people. Jesus was God, but yet he came down this world and came in man's power. He had to rely on the Spirit of God. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus was just, he that was without sin. Jesus was perfect. But he came here as a man, and we're the same way. We're going to be here as a man, but God's going to fill us with the same Spirit that filled Jesus with. That same, they equip us the same way, the exact same way. The glory of God can be upon you, or you can not receive it. You say it's not for us to stay. Well, it's not for you, I guess. Nobody's going to question that if you don't want it. You got to want it. You got to desire it. It's a special. It's something beyond spectacular. It's glorious. It's supernatural. It's splendor from heaven. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's God, and Jesus sent the Holy One down to be with us until He takes us out of this world. And He is going to present us back to Jesus as the church without spot or wrinkle. That's what Ephesians, without spot or wrinkle. And He's getting the church ready to descend back towards heaven. And that's what's going to take place very shortly. We're not right really ready in most areas. You can be. What I'm saying, what the Lord's telling me, everybody is so busy in themselves, they're not full of the Spirit. See, the Spirit of God, it takes, even after you receive Him, it takes great dedication, seeking Him. Prayer meetings should be the glory of God, so you're filled with the anointing, and you stay full of the anointing. You just don't make slanderous words. You move as the Spirit moves upon you. You feel things, and you rely on the Spirit of God. It becomes a witness of God's witness from heaven that's in your heart. You have the Spirit of hope, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of joy. But that hope is not, I guess, for everybody, but it's there to enjoy those that have it. The Spirit of God is wonderful. I can say I never would ever have nothing ever happen without the Holy Spirit. He's the only thing. It's been tough. But it's been tougher without Him. I want to say that. It's been tough. But it's been a lot tougher without Him. He's our friend. He's the one that's going to get us back toward heaven. He's the one that has that guidance to heaven. If we'll stay with Him, He'll get us back on track to heaven. But we need to get our eyes fixed on the things of God. Now, when we get this Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that we can stop reading our Bible. It doesn't mean that we can stop praying. We got to do those things. But it gives you a help that helps you. It gives you a stability. You've got some responsibility. Always have responsibilities. You got to abstain from all appearance of evil. It's a help that's so special, so gigantic, that no one can even question it. It's real. And it'll keep you, when Jesus comes, the Holy Spirit is going to make you stay toward that path that's pointing back toward heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. We need that help. My help comes from the Lord. For His Spirit is, there is love and liberty. I pray that God will bless you this night in a very powerful way. I pray that you'll be enlightened, hopefully. You know some young people that have been moving the Spirit of God. You need to help them. You need to keep them on that pathway and you need to understand. Because it's a growing into it. You don't let them give up that great gift that they have. They need to work on it. They need to see God. And they need to know that He is God Himself living in them. God's Spirit lives within us. It's a privilege to receive that wonderful gift. Jesus Christ is so wonderful, receiving Him as our Lord and Savior. But receiving also the Spirit of God, it'll help you. It's the influence from heaven that will keep you day by day, that you can walk in victory, keeping your head up. And that your head will shine. Your light will so shine in this world. But without Him, it's pretty hard to let it shine. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way this night. I pray that you'll move upon your people. Help them this night. Help them realize that they need the power of your Spirit of God. They'll be alive this night. And they will be faithful to you this night. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way. We give you all Lord, we just give you all of our love. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Brother Clint, would you pray for the close of the service?
Lord, we just add our prayers and our agreement with Brother Freedom's prayer that people's lives will be touched, that they will let this go into their spirit, and they'll really look to the wonderful working of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.